Hello, and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com. Thank you for joining me today. My name is Mark Edmead, and if you would like to learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my profile on gogo.com. In this show, we're going to talk about taking the CISSP exam. Basically, we need to talk about what it is to sit on for this exam. The CISSP test is a 6-hour, 250-question test. This alone can be a daunting task. So what are the best tips and techniques for taking the CISSP test? So I'm going to talk about my experiences in taking the test and some of the experiences of other people taking a test. One of the first things I would say is that because it's a 6-hour test, you really need to be ready to sit for 6 hours. The way that I approached it is that I took the test up in Los Angeles, so I took the train from San Diego to LA the night before. I stayed at a hotel so I can get a good night's sleep, and I made sure that I had a good meal. Now, as far as taking the test itself, the process is this. Obviously, you've already signed up to take the test, so you have the email that confirms that you're sitting in for the test. So you get there early, make sure you have your driver's license and a copy of the email that you got saying that you sit in for the test. Make sure you get there early if you're not going to spend the night there. For the test itself, again, it's 6 hours. And one of the challenges is that you can't really bring in any food. So make sure you have a good breakfast so that you don't get hungry at the 5-hour mark. I would also recommend that even though you think that you may finish in less time, use the whole 6 hours, because you want to take your time, you want to go through all of the questions, and once you finish the first pass of the test, you may want to go and look over the other questions again, just to make sure that you got the right answer. One of the things is that perhaps a question further down the road, maybe question 200, might help you answer a question that you answered up above. It is a paper test, so you have time to go back to one of your original questions. I would also recommend that you bring some water and maybe a protein bar, but don't bring a sandwich or a pizza or anything like that, because they're not going to let that go into the classroom. Also, make sure you have enough pencils and a pencil sharpener. You will not be able to bring in any books or even a dictionary. Now, if English is not your first language, and unfortunately you can only take the test in English, they do allow you to bring in not a dictionary, but a translator book from the language that you speak to English, because some of the words might be difficult, but they're going to need to inspect that. So when you go in for the sign-in, again, you give them your driver's license and you show them a copy of the email, and they will sign you in. They'll assign you a seat, and then you can sit for the test. While you're taking the test, if you need to use the restroom, they have a policy where only one person can leave the room at one time. So you raise your hand, and if there's nobody already in the bathroom, they will signal you to come forward, and then you have to sign out to go to the bathroom with the time, and then you sign back in with the time that you signed in. So this way they can keep track of who leaves and when you come back into the room. Sometimes taking the test, again, it's 6 hours, it's a long test, it's multiple choice. The way that I like to take a test is that I actually read the question first, and I read all of the questions first. So I take a first glance through all of the questions, and on the exam sheet itself, not on the answer sheet, but on the exam sheet itself, I mark down what I think is the right answer in pencil. I just put a little check mark next to it, either A, B, C, D, or E, if that happens to be an E. And I go through and I just check off my first instinct as to what the answer is. If I'm not too sure about the answer, I might put a little question mark next to that answer. And then I go through the whole test, because again, it kind of helps you, at least it helps me, figure out the types of questions that they're going to ask. And sometimes they're very easy questions that you definitely know the answer to. So you want to get those out of the way. And those I put a double check mark, so I know that this is the right answer. I don't need to think about it. In multiple choice questions, the way that I approach it is that I actually look for the wrong answer, because there's always obviously one or two wrong answers. And if I'm able to identify the ones that are the wrong answers right away, then that gets me even closer to figuring out what the real answer is or what the correct answer is. So when I come across a question and I read the answers and I know that that is not the exact answer, I will go ahead and I'll put put an X next to that answer. So I know that that's not the right answer. And I will go ahead and I'll do that through all of the questions. So that's the first pass. And that may take about an hour and a half, again at 250 questions. Then what I typically do is I've done is that I actually take a break. So I either drink some water. If I need to use the restroom, I'll go ahead and I'll use the restroom and I'll stretch a little bit. And then I'll come back after that. So after about 5 minutes or so, taking a little break, I will come back to all of the questions. And I'll start again with question number one. And this time I'll spend a little bit more time as far as reading the question, making sure that I underline certain key parts of the question, the things like what is not, or what is the least, or what is the most, just to make sure that I understand the question exactly. Unfortunately, if there's a problem with the question, if you have a question about the question, you are not allowed to ask the proctor further explanation about the question. However, you are allowed to write that particular question number down, and then you can write a letter to the ISC squared and saying, look, this question was too complicated, it was ambiguous, it didn't make sense, therefore they review that and they determine if the question is really valid or not. So again, after doing the first pass, I go through the second pass, and then I go through each question in a lot more detail. And then if my original answer that I thought was right still stands, then I put another check mark, so now I have two check marks, and then I move on to the next question. And then I spend probably 5 minutes or 5 or 10 minutes, not more than 10 minutes, on each question. And I go through that again. And again, remember that questions further on might help you answer questions earlier on. So you can go back and look at the questions that you have a question mark in, and then you can go ahead and maybe change your answer. It is not until I've gone through the whole test on the exam book several times that I go ahead and I then copy the answers to the answer sheet. So again, make sure you have good pencils, make sure you have a pencil sharpener, and go ahead and slowly go ahead and go to question number one and then circle the answers A, B, C, or D as appropriate. A lot of times people will ask me, well, should I cram before the exam? And this is kind of an interesting question because it depends on your style. I tend to want to do a review the night before, just kind of glancing over the basic topics and the basic questions. And then the morning before the exam, I have a little sheet that kind of, again, goes through some of the basic terminologies and some of the basic things about the different domains. But if it's something that I don't know, and so if the day before or even the morning of the test, I really don't try to focus on that because I figured let me focus on the stuff that I really know and make sure that I know it well, but not focus on the stuff that I don't know. But of course, hopefully up to this time, you spent some time going through lots of sample questions, you're reading the books, you're reading the material, and so you should be very, very well prepared for it, especially after taking the course that we provide on GoGo. So basically it's to relax. You have 6 hours. Some people might finish in less than that, so don't get some anxiety if you're the last person there at 5 hours and 55 minutes. If you're still there and you're the last one, it doesn't matter. Just take your time. Just go through each one of the questions. Again, your first instinct as to the right answer, put a little check mark next to that. The ones that you absolutely know that they're the wrong answer, put a little X mark next to that one. And that way, if there's 4 possible choices and you can dismiss 2 of those answers as being wrong answers, then you only have 2 that you have to choose one. So let's say that if you have a question and you know what the wrong answer is, so you know maybe there's 1 or 2 that are the wrong answer, and then you have 2 more options. And you're not really sure. It could be one, it could be the other. What do you do? Well, my recommendation is that to just take a guess, because there is no penalty for guessing. You will get a minus point, or you won't get any points if you don't put any answer. So just go with your gut instinct. The key is to try to figure out which one is the best answer. So if you look at all of the answers, you look at the best answer, and then you go ahead and say, well, you know what, I'm just going to take a guess. And you do that at the end, you know, once you've gone through all of the questions and you have some that you're not quite sure, and you have a little circle next to it saying, these are the ones that I think, you know, that might be the right answer, just go ahead and take a guess. There's nothing wrong with that. So again, get a good night's sleep, make sure you have a good meal the night before, make sure you have enough, you know, protein in the morning, so have your protein bar and have water. You can sometimes eat at the table, but like for the protein bar, but what a lot of places will do for the testing is that they have a room in the back that if you want to eat, you can raise your hand and say, I'm going to go to the back and then eat, and then but you have to do it, you know, quietly, because other people, of course, are taking the test. And if you need to go to the restroom, make sure, you know, it's only one at a time. So if you could follow those rules and just take a deep breath, you will do great. So I hope you've enjoyed today's presentation, and thank you for listening. I would remind you that if you have any questions or comments, please use the question comment box. If you are interested in listening to my other shows, just search the gogo.com radio archive for Mark Edmead. If you have any suggestions or ideas for future shows, please send me an email. Again, thank you for listening and for your time today. And remember to tune into gogoradio.com, found exclusively on gogo.com.